Now, with that in mind, go to 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter number 1. It's a spiritual childbirth when you go out soul winning. Paul said, I'm travailing in birth. You know, you want to know, man, soul winning's hard work. Well, you know, look how hard it is for a woman who's in labor, right? So we go out and we actually are, you know, begetting children unto the Lord. And that's what the Bible is saying with all these times that Paul said that. But look at 2 Peter chapter 1 with that in mind. You know, once we understand what it means to be fruitful, to bring forth fruit, it's talking about preaching the gospel. It's talking about winning souls. It's talking about reproducing. And look, what does an orange bring forth when it reproduces? More
oranges.
And what does the apple tree produce?
Apples,
yeah. But what does the Christian produce?
Christians.
Other Christians. I mean, it's not that complicated. But again, people don't want to face this. So they'll say, well, when a Christian brings forth fruit, they'll say it's love, joy, and peace. Long-suffering, gentleness, goodness. But here's the problem. That's the fruit of the Spirit.
Right.
That's not the fruit of the righteous. The fruit of the righteous is the tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. The fruit of Christians is more Christians. Why is the fruit of the Spirit love, joy, peace, long-suffering? Because here's why. The fruit of the Spirit is love because God is love. You know, he brings forth after his own kind. He is the oil of gladness. He brings forth joy. The Holy Spirit is called the oil of gladness. You know, he's the Prince of Peace. He brings forth peace. What I'm saying is that the fruit of the Spirit should not be confused with our fruit. The Holy Spirit lives inside of us. And when we walk in the Spirit, the fruit of that will be that we'll be a loving person. We'll be a joyful person. We'll be a peaceful person. We'll have faith. We'll be a good person. We'll have temperance and meekness. Those are the fruits of the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of us. But what's our fruit? What's the fruit that we bring forth? It's other believers. That's what it means to be fruitful.